Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and I want to welcome you to Lifestyle Locker Radio. It is here where we talk all things lifestyle, from fitness to nutrition, peak performance to longevity, awesome relationships to inspirational stories. We take you on an amazing journey to all things life and lifestyle. Enjoy the ride. And for today's guest, if you want to learn more than they're going to tell you on this show, I urge you to scroll down, check out the show notes to get a detailed bio and everything you need to know about our guest today. We also encourage that you comment, review, and share this show if you are enjoying it from wherever and whenever you're listening. Lastly, we encourage you to check out all the links that we provide in the show notes. They are there for you, for your health, for your lifestyle. We ultimately want you to unleash your human potential. So dive into this episode. We'll see you on the inside. Everyone, this is Dr. Josh Hant, and you're listening to episode 233 of Lifestyle Locker Radio. I'm actually outside walking Gunner Dog, my four-legged best buddy here, and you may hear certain things like chimes. You may hear a dog barking, meaning him. You may hear some wind. And I know I promised video, but this ain't going to be video, peeps. This is audio only this time. As you saw in the title, this episode is called The Unvaccinated Firewalking Ultramarathoning Chiropractor. Yes, that's me. I'm that odd dude. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because some of you, many of you actually, this may be just your first episode. We are getting people listening from all over the world. We are in over 57 different countries. Yes, I only speak English. I have a hard enough time with that. So if you're enjoying this by the end of the show, make sure you share it with a friend. Share it with someone you care about. Share it with someone who wants to be healthier, someone who wants to be happier. Someone who wants to take their life to the next level and unleash their true human potential. So I wanted to share this episode with you because, man, I've been having lots of conversations with people saying, wow, like, you really know, like, a lot of stuff. You're really into this thing. And I said, yeah, I've been living it most of my life, and the most intense stuff, the most recent parts of my life. And as someone that lives as a lifestyle tester, you know, I'm my own test dummy. I don't like to use the word dummy, but I am my own test dummy. I get to check things out. I get to check out nutritional supplements out. I get to check out lots of cool different things, you know, technologies. And I want to thank the companies that do share their stuff with me. So thank you for those of you that, you know who you are. So I get to test out lots of really cool stuff and use myself as the test dummy. And I can tell you where I get to see positive change, and I get to feel and own a good, healthy lifestyle. So it starts with being willing to take that step, to take that leap into the unknown of, will this actually help me? Will it help my health? Will it help my life? I don't know. So, you gotta be able to take that first step. And with lifestyle modification, I'm not asking you to do crazy things. I'm not asking myself to do crazy things, at least not all the time. And just one example, or we'll give you a couple, but one big example of how I get to test this stuff and see how it works is I run ultramarathons, which is anything over 26.2. You know, last year I pushed over 1,000 miles running, which was a lot of fun. Definitely challenging a little bit, but definitely a lot of fun. And the way I know what I'm doing works, when I'm ultramarathoning, is one, I get to see how I perform during the ultramarathon. How's my headspace? How do I feel? How are my muscles doing? How's my headspace doing? How's my energy levels doing? And I can tell you this, the way I get to see that by asking these questions is one, during that performance time when I'm actually doing the event, and even more importantly is the recovery. you know, multiple times this past year in 2020, I was able to finish 50-mile ultra marathons and go to work. So that was on a Saturday, and go to work on a Monday and be okay. You know, my patients are like, didn't you run like 50 miles this weekend? And I said, yeah, of course I did. But how are you moving? How are you adjusting people? How are you, like, how? And it's because I've been dialing in my lifestyle. I paid attention to my sleep, my meditation, something called heart rate variability, my adjustment schedule. I get adjusted every single week of the year, no matter where I am. I make sure it happens. Whether I'm traveling or whether I'm home, I get adjusted every single week of the year. That's first and foremost. But then I get to test nutrition. I get to test these technologies, like I said. And the technologies don't give me boosts. I don't want you to think that. The technologies are data keepers, right? They track my movement. They track my sleep. They track my heart rate variability. They track what they call their perceived stress levels. They do lots of those things. And they're really helpful. They don't help you do stuff. They help you make decisions. And for me, one of my favorites, well, my two favorites that I've used so far, one is the Oura Ring. That's O-U-R-A. You should definitely check that out. That's a sleep tracker. I really like it. It's a great device. It's a ring. It's really cool. You may have seen me talk about it in past podcasts. But the Oura Ring tracks sleep. It tracks something called heart rate variability. They're upgrading the software on a very regular basis. And it's really neat. And I urge you to definitely check it out. It's about a $250 to $300 device. I don't remember. I got it a year plus ago. That's one of my favorites. And even will track activity. Okay, not amazing. Doesn't have GPS sensors. It tracks your body movement. And hold on. My dog's trying to eat another animal's shit. Sorry. Okay. I apologize about that little hiccup there. So Oura Ring's great. The next device that I use that I love is a Garmin. And it's a Garmin watch. I personally now use the Instinct Solar is what I use. It's solar charging. So during my ultra marathons, walks with the dog in the nice weather, I get to go ahead and have it recharge itself in the sun. Ultra marathons, it definitely has a longer battery life than, you know, I don't really use it too much to worry about it, you know, during walks, because I can plug it in when I'm home. But that tracks via GPS, tracks my distance, my elevation gain, my heart rate during the event, perceived stress levels, pulse oximetry, which is blood oxygen levels on demand. Really cool stuff. So I urge all of you to definitely get these types of pieces of technology to help you make better decisions. You know, when should I not have coffee or caffeine? Like, what time should it be? For me, it's 2:00. And I've tested it out, and that's how I know. You know, I don't always listen to technology either. So I don't want you to think this is the be-all, end-all. I listen most times. But for instance, if my readiness score, which is something the Oura Ring gives us, is, you know, 60 out of 100 versus, you know, 90 out of 100 or 98 out of 100, I still may push myself. I'm okay with that. But I get to see when I do that, when I get to break my own rules a little bit, I get to see data shift and change. So I urge you to definitely play with technology. I urge you to be your own test dummy. And I urge you to just, you know, live life, live your life without fear. You know, this past year in 2020 has been the theme, right? Fear. Fear doesn't do anything really great for us in a sense when we live in a chronic state of fear. It beats us up. It bangs us up. It reduces our functionality, our function of our immune system. It lets us live in a chronic fight or flight response, which is not healthy for healing, for optimization of your health and your life, for your mental attitude or anything. So I'd urge you to avoid chronic fear. because chronic fear creates chronic worry. Chronic worry just keeps creating nothing good, right? And I don't think you should definitely go that way. I urge you to open your mind and open your heart, but you can use fear. You've heard the term, feel the fear and do it anyway. Yeah, I think that's a good idea for most things. As long as you don't think you're going to kill yourself, right? Like by doing, you know, something crazy like these kids that you see on social media, they're jumping from building to building, things like that. Yeah, I don't recommend that for your health. You'll get a pretty amazing adrenaline rush, which is really awesome, I'm sure. But I wouldn't say that. But you can do certain things that are going to challenge you that you're afraid of. Like, hey, I want to sign up for a 10K. I want to sign up for a half marathon or a marathon. And do it. So that type of fear is okay. That type of fear is definitely okay. What else do I have to share with you? You know, I think that's a good lesson, right? A good thing to pay attention to, good things to maybe accomplish. And I don't know if I mentioned this earlier. We've been very lucky and I'm very grateful to the PR companies that don't work for me, but the PR companies that find me, that help us find our guests, the guests that find me because they've heard a show. For those of you that are sharing, for those of you that are enjoying the show and you know, having it impact your lives, I want to thank all of you. You all are doing good for this world. You all are amazing. So I want to thank you. And I will, one last thing, it's my shtick to say this, but the show is definitely brought to you by the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program. It's like nothing else. If lifestyle interests you and you know you're just diving in, this program is definitely for you. Check it out. The link will be in the show notes. And I urge you to definitely just watch all the videos. It'll take you about 10 minutes maybe to watch all of them so you can really know what this thing is and how it can have a huge, huge impact on your life. So that being said, have an awesome day, evening, or night from wherever and whenever you're listening. Peace out.